Have you been watching the Olympics?
I've been just doing the night, like 6 o'clock highlight thing. So I haven't watched any live.
I've been doing the same thing. I kind of just get like the highlights on my phone, on like Instagram or whatever, wherever I get my news from. And normally it's usually like an Olympian from Houston who they're talking about. So that's pretty cool to see someone that like grew up not only in the same area, but someone that's close to the same age as me.
That's wild. I know. That's wild. And they're like talking about how old people are, and it's like they're 27. I'm like, I'm 27. What's
right?
They're like, wow, this is like an elder playing in the Olympics right now.
That's
but then
right.
I think about myself doing flips, and I don't think I've been able to do a flip since I was 12. So that kind of makes sense.
I can't even do a cartwheel, so I'm very impressed with what they can do.
They were showing something like Simone Biles' head is 12 feet high on the floor exercise when she does all that stuff, and she's like 4'11 or something.
She's
crazy.
Teeny. I think she's 4'8".
Yeah. So she's got, there's some athletes in there. And then I saw a middle blocker for USA's 6'8" girls volleyball team.
Oh yeah.
That's 4'8"
and 6'8".
So played volleyball, obviously, still love it. I've watched, I think, every single indoor and beach USA game, men and women's. Like I go back and watch the replays.
Yeah.
But I watch the whole game, like not just, I love it. And, anyway, watch college volleyball. And there was a couple years ago, I believe it was Wisconsin.
It's her.
They had three girls on their team. One was 6'10", one was 6'11", and one was 7 feet tall, freshman from Canada.
Oh,
is that not wild?
Yeah.
But I'm like, what a time to be alive.
What a time to be alive. And that volleyball net is nothing to those girls, I'm sure.
No. I know. And they're not just like tall and lanky. Like they're athletic. They're beasts. So it's fun to, I love watching all the volleyball. I know one of our men's teams, Sandball, they got knocked out, but there was a guy, Bettinger, I think is his last name. He was
Chase.
In the NBA.
Yeah, played for the Rockets, actually.
Yes, for 7 seasons, I think they said. Not for the Rockets. He was on 4 different teams, but he was on the Rockets at one point. And he had won, like, the slam dunk contest one time, or, like, got second or something. And he transitioned to sandball. And anyway, they made it to, I guess, quarterfinals. They got knocked out, though, yesterday. I went back and watched their game. Yeah. So, but still very cool. Like,
I'm ready to move on from gymnastics. I've seen enough gymnastics now. I'm ready for track and field to get started.
I was really excited
Did you see the one? It was the American, and I think the other guy was from Jamaica. He's the guy from Jamaica is the fastest in the world.
Yeah.
It was 0.005 of a second.
Yeah. Photo finish.
That was the difference between first and second place.
Oh my goodness.
And I learned they don't count when your foot crosses the line. It's when like your head.
First thing.
Right.
Chest or something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, that was fascinating, but yeah, they had to go back and they couldn't even take it. They had the exact same time listed on the board, but they had to take it. It was 0.005 of a second. Isn't that wild?
Oh anyway. My goodness.
So crazy, but so cool. Love watching sports. And anyway, we can transition now. Welcome to season 4, episode 1 of Friendswood ISD's The Podcast with Kelsey Goals.
And Sophia Armentor.
Ah, some new faces.
Yes. So you hear a new name and a new voice. This is my new co-host of the podcast and my new partner, communication specialist, Sophia Armentor.
And I'm really excited to be here. You know, I specialize in talking, so this is right up my alley.
Perfect. Well, we'll do lots of that today.
That's new. And congratulations to you, Kelsey, being our executive director of communications.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Some applause for you as well.
I'll hit my own applause button. Yeah. I'm excited. No, it's been great. It's definitely been a whirlwind so far. We've been hitting the ground running, and Sophia doesn't even officially start until Thursday, but I've had her here.
I've met, I think, almost the whole
I've seen her every day.
Staff,
I've been desperate.
I'm lots like, of friendly faces, so here. I'm on board. I'm like, let's go. Let's do some stuff.
Perfect. Well, that's what we needed. So anyway, we are glad that you have decided to tune in and join us today on the podcast. We talk about all things Friendswood ISD, whether you're a student, parent, community member. We are glad that you have decided to listen in today. And it's a great one to listen to because we have the man, the myth, the legend, Superintendent Thad J. Rower here.
That's right.
And this is extra special because This time last year, you weren't here.
No, there was no podcasts going on. It actually, last year I had yesterday, a year ago yesterday, just gotten out of the hospital after having a really surprise 5 bypass surgeries, but happy to report I'm back.
He's back.
I'm back at full back strength, better. Back and better than before. The doctor, I've gotten all the tests and they said I'm ready for another 100,000 miles. Couldn't be better. Feel great and ready to go for 24, 25.
It's amazing what a good oil change will do, right? Like you can just keep on running. Well, yes, you know, last year, Flat Thad was very present in all things back to school, but I will say he wasn't the best podcast guest. He didn't say a whole lot. So we're grateful to have you in the flesh here today.
It's good to be here.
Yes. Yeah, so does not being a part of all of the things last year, does it change the way you feel about the beginning of this year?
Totally. Totally excited for, you know, the typical things. This is the start of my 8th year. So, you know, think about like new teacher day one. Like getting up that morning after 8 years, you're kind of, but it's like exciting and convocation yesterday, just excited and a new perspective on the people and the places and the impact that this wonderful school district, the parents, community members, all things friends would make. And so, yeah, it's kind of like, you know, do you remember in COVID when we didn't have any fans in the stands and all of a sudden you heard applause again? It was like, I missed that so bad.
Yep.
Same thing.
Just don't realize the impact until it's gone for a moment.
The first day of school, I can't wait.
It's going to be
the
awesome.
The kids coming, like, I miss that so bad. Like looking out the curtains and watching the buses drive by and the kids and just knowing you weren't going to be there. I am all about getting ready for that. So it's going to be fun.
And like, it'll that's what you're doing it for, to see these kids you go bet. Off and learn. So I think to be able to see them on the first day of school
first
is
day of school.
Really special. And I'm glad you get to see that this year.
I'll tell you what I'm extra excited for this year is actually at the high school, the kids' reaction to the new facility. So tell us a little bit about that. Give us a bond update.
I can't wait for y'all to see them.
It's amazing.
And those of you listening, it's yours. They are your facilities, kids. They are yours. And we have built them and worked on them and jumped over hurdles and been kind of a tough go getting there. But man, you walk in and you are just going to be so excited for the learning that's going to take place in those places. I walked yesterday. The teachers were there. And a lot of tears of just like seeing their spaces after being run around last year. And it was a tough place at the high school last year for being prolonged, air conditioning messed up, fire alarms going off all the time, dust, all the things that usually shouldn't be that long. But we have a brand new performing arts center that we all got to be in yesterday. And just standing there watching the faces of the people walk in and see their auditorium and their performing arts center the same way it will be for those of you who come up and see it. Like it made all the hassle, like no one, I can't even express the hassle this is on this podcast without using words that probably wouldn't be appropriate.
No, we have to edit.
Yeah, the beep function. But that, and then, you know, the choir on the stage, first song, national anthem in that place, no microphones, just sounded awesome. And seeing those kids and just thinking about this, you know, the fall pop show and the, you know, what it's going to be like when we pull the shells in around them and just really project it out. Seeing the first musical, I can see it, you know. It's going to be really cool. We, for the pack, we're going to be working on a date here, you know, in the next month or so. We want to get everything good, everybody in, everybody settled. We want to have a program in the pack just as a grand opening and then just let people go walk and see. We'd like to coordinate it with a volleyball game if we can. So if you want to go see a game or you want to go see something else. So stay tuned. That date's coming. You do not want to miss.
We'll
miss
make
that.
Sure you know about it whenever we get that set.
New culinary, just ready coffee bar. You can see, totally whole new look. a great place for learning for those kids. New audio visual place. Old one was about as big as this room we're in, like 10
which is
by
not
10.
Very big for the record. I know you probably all 10. Thought it was very glamorous, this podcast room. It's not.
No, it's not. And so you can see the set from the windows outside. New band hall, massive, great sound. Excited about our new band director, Macy Meyer, taking our kids into that place. Multiple large ensembles room. And then there's the engineering, brand new robotics playing space, monstrous labs with all kinds of, you know, great things in it for kids to work on their rocketry and their, you know, independent study projects. And then choir, they're the best. And they're going to have a room that's going to sound great and just be a real, real treat for them. And then we've done a lot of upgrades in the new gym. A lot of people are going to get to see the new gym. And want to just mention the first volleyball game on the 13th, wide open doors. Come, no charge. We just want you to come and see your brand new gym. It's going to be the most intimidating gym to play on in Galveston County or maybe the state. So just come. Bring all your kids. Come watch a few sets if you want to. I'm not sure what time it starts. Freshman's usually like 4:30 or something. We just kind of work our way down to 7 or something like that.
Jordan, I think, said earlier 4 o'clock freshman, 5:30 JV, 6:30 is varsity. So, and rumor has it volleyball's supposed to be pretty darn
volleyball
good.
State ranked. They have Division I athletes on there. They are going to be really good. Really good. So you're coming not only just to see that, but some outstanding volleyball players, which I know is near and dear to your heart, Kelsey.
It is, for sure. And Sophia, actually, like, volleyball is close to her as well.
Okay. Yeah, I played for a little bit, and then I realized that was not my gift. But, you know, I loved it so much that I stayed a volleyball manager for the team. And I got to learn all the stats and write the book and stuff. And I even have a little plaque.
You're the servant. You're the servant. Way to go.
Way to go. And so I love volleyball. I love watching it. And I'm more excited to see everything because I've never gotten to see anything that Friendswood has put on, but walking around and seeing all the new facilities, I want to participate myself. They're that exciting.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, if you're in a program here, definitely stay in. And if you're not, get in one because I think that it's going to be a lot of fun utilizing the new facilities.
So the one thing that we're just still waiting to open up is there's a set of locker rooms, meeting spaces, a new weight room. And it's just a matter of time for that. So, man, we'd love to, by the time kids show up, have that opened up. But it was the last one really to focus on because of the numbers. But we'll get it. And it'll be ready to go. And got some, you know, new lockers for the varsity football team and lockers for those kids. Some new meeting spaces that are going to be really cool. So, spaces to meet up with the level of performance and expectations of the community. Really excited for them to come see.
Everything has just been, it's just immaculate. And kind of to echo what Thad said, just thank you so much, voters. This was a bond you passed in 2020 when really bonds probably shouldn't have been passing because of all the other chaos that was happening in the world. And so we just thank you for believing in our schools and trusting us with your kids and allowing us to build these facilities that will help just provide the best environments to take them to the next level.
That's right. And it's been, like you said, 2020, it's 5 years, and our commitment's been we're going to revisit facilities every 5 years. So this will be a year for us to gather back together again and kind of see where we are.
Yep.
And so stay tuned for this spring when we step into looking at that.
Absolutely. Well, pivoting to Friday, we actually welcomed all of our new employees. The Education Foundation, as always, did a beautiful job hosting the new employee luncheon. What is it like getting to meet all of those new faces?
You spend the whole spring seeing their names on paper and hearing their stories from our HR directors or our principals. And when you see them face to face, it's just like a like Christmas kind of morning, opening the package up to see see these folks and step them into what we do. I think especially well in Friendswood is just connections of to our community and to our belief system and to who we are, and for them to start to adopt that beginning that day. And like you said, the Education Foundation throws an amazing party. I mean, it's like a wedding reception. I mean, it's
big, better than my prom. I gotta say,
talented. Big deal.
The decor was next level.
It is.
You,
yeah.
You are going to go home and say, I picked the right place. And when you hear the words of the people, I know you're like, is this really for real? But then just to watch it lived out over this year, and then you take that on as a new employee to, it's your responsibility. You know, it's our 85th year. Big deal for us. Celebrating 85 years of Friendswood ISD and building on the shoulders of those who've gone before us. So it is looking at those new employees and thinking that's what they're, that's the next go round, you know, of folks who are building on the shoulders of those who've gone before. So it's great to see them. And we got a great crop this year. We got some outstanding new people. I'm really excited about them.
Firsthand, I'm super excited about one new employee in particular.
Right here with us. That's
and a lot of the ones I met too at the luncheon were just phenomenal.
Everyone's been so great. And I mean, just like little things like Kim Cole, she's one of our assistant soup. She has her daughter who has come and is going to be
Cole.
Teaching for That's us right. and coaching for us. She's at the junior high, right?
Is that? She's at the junior high.
Yeah.
Kristen Cole, she spent some time at the Roar's house too. She's a good friend of Maggie's. And so, yeah, you have those combinations and people you've never heard of before or seen, but you get to shake their hands and start to hear their stories. Met a lady from Kansas who has Kansas connections like I do, and some coming over. I met a lady from CCISD who said, as soon as I met with your principal at Bales, that's the place I wanted to come. So it's all those stories kind of coming to fruition. And last year we did a lot of work on surveys and gathering data on what is it you need as a new employee. So this year we really serve those needs. And so I'm proud of that. I'm proud of our team. Kim Cole actually is the one who puts that together for us, but serving the, this is how I need to, this would help me to be a better new employee. So they're raring to go. I just walked through the campuses. Their rooms are looking good and we're getting ready for some kids.
Yes. That's, and that's it. The kids, like the our teachers and the classrooms and facilities, like they are great, but the kids are where the magic's at. So we just can't wait for kids to get back into our, into our seats and into our classrooms. It'll be great. So before we have, the first day of school, we actually have our Under the Oaks event, which is on Thursday. And that is our community pep rally kickoff to the start of the new school year. So we're excited, and we have some performances by Wranglerettes, which we have a new Wranglerettes director. Right. So that's exciting. She just had knee surgery, so she's hard to miss right now.
Stephanie Deskins, and she was actually a Wranglerette at Friendswood.
Yep.
Her parents sit in front of me at football games, our season tickets. So I'm really pumped to sit behind her mom because she now has a new focus on the field.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a picture taker too, so she'll really be shooting the pictures. But I just have been really impressed with her so far. So yeah, she'll be trotting some new Wranglerettes out onto the field too, which is pretty cool.
It'll be great. We also have the drumline coming, which again, we have a new band director. So Macy Myers, we're excited for her and her new role. And then we have our cheerleaders. So, and we do have a new face there too, who's one of the assistant coaches, and he's super nice.
He is.
So anyway, just excited for those performances.
National champion cheerleaders, by the way.
Yes.
Wow.
They're the national champions and second in UIL overall. Yeah. So.
I'm quickly learning a lot of people here are champions.
Yes. Yes. In fact, the Friendswood High School, they have a mural that says where champions walk the halls.
Oh, yeah. Wow. And it's literal.
They mean it. Yeah. It's not figurative. There's actual champions.
Yeah.
So anyway. I will be there too as a new face.
Yes.
So it'll be interesting for me to, for the first time, see the dance team and the drum line.
Yeah. It's always fun. And we've got, I think we have, I know we have 18 tables. That doesn't mean 18 groups, but we've got a lot of groups coming out, different PTOs, Education Foundation, different groups from the city, all who will have information or selling merchandise that you can buy. And that's literally set up under the Oak. So we block off the street starting at 6:30. Event starts at 7. Just love for you to come out, interact with everyone.
Let's not forget the kettle corn.
Kettle corn's very important.
Don't forget that. Lemonade. That's my favorite.
Oh, free.
And for the second year in a row, we will have our Together truck there, which is our special education. That was a teacher, Ashley Naylor, a couple years ago. She got that started. She actually lives in Louisiana now, but still comes down to help run this truck.
That's how important Under the Oaks is.
That's
really
how important it is. So they'll be there, and that is something that you pay for, but it's such a great thing to pay. I mean, what better thing to give your money to, right?
Sure.
So it's our 8th year of doing this. So it's a great tradition, and it's under where everything started. And it really is just a gathering, fun time, come and go. We'll have principals, directors, we'll all have 85th anniversary shirts on. Love to see some new faces there. We'll draw for superintendent box for first game, which is like the most prized ticket.
Coveted.
Right. Better than Luke Combs for this weekend. You want these tickets. And so if you have any questions, I mean, part of the reason why we're there is like, if you want to know anything, there's someone in a blue shirt who can help you or get you directed to the right people. You can meet so many. I always meet somebody new who's just moved here that's part of it, but it gives you a good feel for what you're moving into and what we're all about.
For sure. And I think it's important to note. So one, just kind of some background. So Under the Oak started your first year as superintendent as a way just for you to kind of meet the community or be introduced as superintendent. And it's just been a great tradition ever since. One of the things that we always do at Under the Oaks is it's in front of the original school building. So it's the Friendswood School Museum. And would love to mention just Cheryl Boyon, who we recently lost. She was a big part of getting that up and going and running it. So we definitely miss her, but look forward to honoring her with the museum throughout the year. But it's a really cool thing, especially with it being our 85th year. Yeah. It is such a, it houses just all of that history and kind of a nod to what we've built on.
Yeah, and it'll be open. So if you haven't seen it, this is the time.
And I haven't. And that was one of the things that I really liked about Friendswood was the fact that y'all are so history oriented in your own community. It's fun to learn about history even when you're not in the area, but whenever you can go visit the places that these people have stepped into, it's a different kind of feeling. So I'm excited to go inside the museum.
And it
personally
will be air conditioned inside the museum. So that's always good.
That's a bonus for sure. Yeah. Yes. No, it's great. And again, just that nod to, there's an importance of the foundation in Friendswood, in the city, in the schools. And it's just such a symbol of that to have all of those things together. So we're excited, just inviting you out. After that, 2 days later on August 10th, we have Meet the Mustangs. Thad, do you want to talk about that a little bit?
This is, he'll be his second year as athletic director, Jordan Johnson, who, just glad to have him as part of our team and has really embraced the community. Basically opens up Henry Winston Stadium and it's just a run around the field. There's coaches there. There's it's kind of the same thing, groups there. Meet our football players, meet our all kinds of different sports that are there. So great places to take pictures for our little guys looking up to these athletes and coaches. Great chance to meet the coaches and their families. They'll be a part of it. And we'll get the lights turned on and the water tower lit up, and that's it. It doesn't get any better than that on a on an evening in Texas in the fall. Up at the stadium. So it's a great event. Don't miss it.
Very true. Yeah. And I believe Coach Johnson said
all but like one group will be there. So you have a really good shot at meeting pretty much any athlete for Friendswood. So yeah. it'll be great. I think also just interacting with our coaches, any of our staff, you get a chance to learn about their hearts and why they do what yeah. they do, and just know that your kids are in good hands. Right. So first day of school. So here let's comes. Talk about it. Yeah. A week from here, today.
A week from today.
Is that not the craziest? That sounds so weird.
I know.
Time flies when you're having fun.
And it talk about fun, you know, school's a good thing, but it's no fun until those kids show up. Yep. And so, first day of school, watching kinder moms take their kids down the hall, and dads. Right. So what am I saying? I did the same thing down at Klein and Winsong and at Westwood. Gonna get on the bus in the morning. That's kind of my thing.
Yeah,
and I think I'll be there with you.
Are you going
yeah.
with
yeah,
me?
Yeah, I'm gonna join you. I'm excited
okay.
about it.
I saw my blue backpack out, got full of pencils.
Yep.
I'm ready for my first day, just like everybody. Got my Mustang backpack. And so I always get to meet somebody fun on the bus and hit some of the stops, and then end up at Westwood and ring the bell, which is another one of our traditions. Westwood was our first standalone elementary. And we have a true school bell there, so we ring the bell. We'll have board members that'll be welcoming you at each school, you and your kids. Traffic will be the worst ever. we'll have it'll take a while, but just be patient and enjoy the kind of the celebration of it, of that first day of school. It'll balance itself out. So.
There's definitely a buzz about that first day. There's just an energy that's different. First day of school is so fun. And we'll be excited to capture that, pictures, videos, and share that out. Cause if you're not there, it's hard to explain. Now again, you talked about riding the bus. Now, how did that tradition start? Cause you also wave off the buses and then you get on one.
Right. It kind of just happened. My first year, waved out the buses and just decided I'm just going to get on a bus and go ride the route and meet the kids who get on the bus and get off at the bus stops, and people a little bit surprised to see me kind of jump off there and do that. But it's just a way to connect with our kids and our bus drivers. They have a big job, you know, they're hard to find, hard to fill position. Yeah. Many of them have been here a long time. And so we're just grateful for their lives and their ministry to our kids and what they do. And so, and who doesn't want to ride a yellow bus, right?
Right.
I always wanted to ride the bus growing up, but my parents would bring me straight to school. But that was like the coolest thing to me was riding to ride the bus.
Yeah, it's the best.
And it's super fun when the kids, like with the doors open and they see, oh my goodness, there's the superintendent.
There's this tall guy walking off the bus.
Handing out pencils left and right.
That's right.
Is he one of my classmates? I can't tell. So is it a secret, or can you give us an inside scoop? Do you know which route you're taking?
I don't actually know right now.
So it'll be a surprise.
Yeah, it'll be a surprise for sure.
Okay, well, it can be anyone then. Y'all just look out.
Be ready.
So with the first day of school, we do have one big change to safety this year with our police officers. And do you just want to kind of go into that?
Yeah, just working through some House Bill 3 requirements, but probably more so just the partnership that we have with FPD to provide a safe environment at each of our campuses. A long time I've had school resource officers that have been through FPD at Friendswood High School and then Friendswood Junior High beginning, I think, sometime around 2018 or maybe a little bit before that. In fact, our chief, who's an outstanding man and outstanding chief of police, Josh Rogers, he was a school resource officer with me at Friendswood High School.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I was an assistant principal and he was a school resource officer. So look at us now.
Very cool.
Working with them, so we'll maintain the two school resource officers at the high school, one at the junior high, and we'll still maintain the roving officer, Sergeant Keberly, who We'll be going to multiple schools. And then we've worked together with an organization called Tabby that helps to employ off-duty, active-duty police officers, uniformed, trained, TCOL certified, weapon, the whole thing, to be the security at those campuses. So these are true police officers. We've been to FPD. JT Patton is our director of operations and security, and he's been there. I think we'll have a majority of Friendswood police uniforms there, maybe some from surrounding law enforcement agencies, but we will have an officer at every campus all day.
Mm-hmm.
Bales and Westwood, since they're joined together, one campus, basically we'll have one there. But everybody else will have an officer, and that's not real common. A lot of people kind of share between elementary, but we'll have one officer at each campus to provide protection for our students, and also just to support them too, to be another mm-hmm. person to relate to sure. and get to know and look up to on the campuses for our teachers and our kids. And then Kimberly will still be the roving, so he'll still be part of working with all those officers to make sure we're doing what we need to do and stepping into places that we need to go. We'll have, we've actually, Friendswood ISD's employed the crossing guards this year.
That was a hot topic at the end of the year last year. So
we'll be employing them. And the purpose from that is we can use them for multiple multi-tiered approaches for safety. So we will have our crossing guards at the locations that we had last year, with the exception of Friendswood Lakes, where it crosses west. We've provided transportation to the area across, and that area is actually open thoroughfare now. So mm-hmm. a lot more traffic crossing over there than what we've had before. And then traffic officers will remain the same to try and do the best to get people in and out of school easily and as easily as they can, with schools that are in the middle of neighborhoods, which is kind of part of choosing to live in Friendswood. That's part of what happens. So we're excited to have those officers there, and for the coordination with FPD to do a lot of things behind the scenes that keeps our district safe.
Absolutely. Yep. We're excited. We're grateful for the partnership for sure. So I think kind of our last thing, you already talked about the volleyball game that's coming up, but let's talk football. So we've got two games. One is a scrimmage. The first one, it will be at home versus Dawson, August 23rd. But the first home football game is Willow Ridge, September 6th. How are you feeling about that?
I'm calling for a big win for the football team. I'm not just predicting, I'm guaranteeing.
We're putting it out there. Much pressure on you guys.
All of those Willow Ridge listeners.
Here's the thing. I don't know that I've ever told this story before, but it's true about Friday nights. So last year I was, healing up for 4 weeks. And the first football game rolls around, the first part of August. I can't stay home. And so I snuck up to the stadium and drove in back behind the scoreboard, my dad and I went, wore like white t-shirt and
you're incognito.
Pair of black shirts. Yeah. No Mustang gear. Crawled up on the sideline for, I can't remember who it was. I think it might've been Texas City, and sat in their stands and just watched the football game from an alternative viewpoint, across the field. And I just sitting in a visitor's stand and watching their things, but looking across at the sea of blue, the Wranglerettes, the band. I mean, when you do the math of how many kids are involved, the ag kids doing the cookout in the parking lot area, color guard, cheer. Who am I missing?
The Blue
video,
crew.
Video tech kids running the scoreboard.
That was me.
running the scoreboard, all of those things. You're just so proud. And so I'll never forget watching it from that vantage point. But this year, back on the sidelines again.
where home
feels back right. Home again. Yeah. It's great. Everyone says that, but in Friendswood, it truly is a different experience.
It is. I was just telling Sophia that I remember the first game I went to thinking, wow, like the whole community really shows out for this. Like that's.
Yeah, you said not just the high schoolers.
Yeah.
Everyone coming. Yeah.
And everyone's like totally spirited. Like it's not uncool to be like all in. Yeah. And I just loved that. I love that's part of the charm of this, like one high school town and district. And we love it. So it's great. We can't wait for those Friday night lights to come back on.
Yeah.
And especially since I've graduated college, you know, and I still root for my Cougs, but you know, I haven't really been to a football game since. So it'll be really fun to get back into the spirit and stuff like that.
There's just something about high school. It's so fun. Such a good time.
There's so many groups, you know, we have, I'm sure we'll have a team, kids for sure go to state and cross country.
Yep.
Our tennis team will win district. They will move on to regionals and do, you know, amazing things. Our water polo teams have done outstanding. They start that this fall. So it's about to go down.
Oh, yeah.
At 702 Greenbrier.
Y'all better take a note.
and every place else, you know, the junior high, they have, you know, won their district multiple years. They start football on the first day of school and volleyball, and they do an outstanding job down there. Mr. Drew and his crew, not only educating kids, but just getting them involved in things that then can move up, you know?
Yeah, it really is. It's been such a great watch of the junior high and the high school partnership on some things, mm-hmm. and even the classes that are starting to be introduced at the junior high in preparation for kids to come up to the high school and continue that. It's awesome. So lots of amazing things happening in Friendswood ISD. And with that, Thad, do you have any parting words here?
No parting words, just grateful to our community for their support. And, you know, in an environment when public education seems to be under attack and we're approaching up on a legislative session in January, just to say, you know, what the importance of what we do every day. We're the largest employer in Friendswood. We're the largest business. We set the tone for this community, and we just relish, you know, the support. We're not perfect.
Right.
And we make mistakes, and we're a business full of people, and people aren't perfect. And so if there's an issue or a problem, you know, Facebook and social media, like no one can help you there. But our principals, our directors, our assistant principals, our teachers, like let us have a shot at working through whatever it is that may be an issue or man, would love to just get a call and say, good job, celebration.
Yes.
You're doing awesome.
We want to hear good things too.
And,
for sure.
And that makes us different as a community than other places. And we don't want to be the same. You know, we want to be different. And so what might that look like? It'd be the challenge, I guess, to end today.
Perfect. Well, we are so excited for the launch of the 24-25 school year. We hope that everyone has a great, safe year ahead.
Blessings on y'all. Take care.